In October of 2014, I wrote a tweet that would change my life forever. And that's not hyperbole. Because of that tweet, I'm sitting here today making this video. Because of that tweet, my co-founder and I were able to raise $20 million from the likes of Disney and Google. And because of that tweet, we built a company, StatMuse, that's around and thriving 10 years later. But before I show you the tweet, I gotta go back to the beginning. My co-founder and I grew up together in a small town here in the Ozarks. We've known each other since first grade. We were co-captains of our high school basketball team. We also did science and math competitions together. We did everything together. And after college, when we went our separate ways into our careers, we always stayed in touch, always had a desire to build something together. And after 5 years, we had both grown pretty bored in our careers. We had felt like we'd hit our ceilings. There wasn't much growth to be had. We wanted to do something. We wanted to just quit our jobs and build something. And we did. In the summer of 2014, we both quit our jobs. And Eli, who is now living in San Francisco, flew to the Ozarks. We spent a couple days with a whiteboard and we wrote out ideas. We didn't even know what we wanted to build. We quit our jobs knowing we wanted to build something. We wrote out maybe 6 to 8 ideas on the whiteboard, discussed their pros and cons. And ultimately he flew back to California with a plan. We were going to build Juicerus. It was an app for keeping track of your juice ingredients and smoothie recommendations. Could have been huge. But after a couple weeks, we realized we weren't really excited to build this app. We thought it was a good idea and that a lot of people like juice. What could go wrong? I think StatMuse was the last idea on the list. It was an idea that really excited us, but it also had huge technical hurdles. I had no background in linguistics or natural language processing. We didn't have the data. We didn't have sports statistics in a database somewhere where we could start querying it. So it seemed like there were a lot of hurdles. No matter how exciting it seemed to be, we should just focus on the real money-making opportunity, juice. But after a few weeks, I finally decided I had to try. So I spent a week scraping NBA.com and putting together a basic NBA stats database that I thought I could build this technology on top of. And after a few weeks, I had something pretty compelling. It was a search bar. I mean, there was nothing to it, but you could type a question about NBA stats and you could get a table, like a table response straight from the database. It was crude. It was a rough prototype, but I sent an email to my co-founder and as legend has it, he stayed up all night that first night just playing with it. So at this point, we were all in on this stats idea. We wanted to build this app. And we abandoned the Juice app. And we had a deadline. We really wanted to ship this thing just in a few short months ahead of the NBA season. There was a ton of excitement around the NBA this year. In 2014, LeBron James, who had started his career in Cleveland, his hometown team, the Cavaliers, had gone to Miami for 4 years and was coming back to rejoin the Cavaliers. We knew we needed to ship it with the excitement of the season looming. This product was compelling. We were spending hours just playing with it. It was hard to build new features because we just wanted to ask questions of it and discover different things about the sport that we loved. So we knew we had something. Finally, 3 months in, with the season just a week away, we decided it was time to launch. We weren't quite ready to call it a public product that anyone could play with. We knew that it had a lot of holes, but if we launched it as a private beta, we thought that'd give us a little bit more grace and people would be a little more forgiving of all the big bad spots. So we were ready to launch a private beta with about a week to go before the NBA season. But we knew we needed some way to show people what it was like to play with this, just to get people interested in the first place. So we thought we'd make a video. We didn't have any kind of video production skills or we didn't know how to use editing software. So my co-founder just spent 3 minutes typing questions into StatMuse and recording the screen. But he did it like 100 times. So what's 300 minutes, I guess. Because every time he made a mistake, he would start all over. And he had kind of a general flow, like an idea of these are the questions I want to ask. And every time he'd fat finger and like have to go back and backspace, he'd start all over because it just had to be perfect. We had a lot riding on this. So we had both saved up some money, but you know, we're 3 months into having no income and we both had responsibilities and mortgages and whatever else. We needed to get somewhere pretty quickly. We needed to either see this idea through or move on and get out. So we have this 3 minute video after many, many takes. And this has been a lot of buildup for what was ultimately a a pretty short tweet. We put the video up on a beta page at statmuse.com, and it was time to let the world know. The problem was I didn't have any Twitter followers. My co-founder didn't even have a Twitter account. So I wrote a tweet that day to my 100 Twitter followers, hoping somebody out there was an NBA fan as well. And what happened next, we could have never predicted. We wrote the tweet, we published the video, and we went to dinner. Our hope was that the video would make its rounds, and we'd maybe get 100 signups to our private beta, that we could get other people's feedback and not just have us playing with it. So as we sat at our table out to eat, we saw the first few signups come in, and it was so exciting to know that somebody cared enough to even just give us our email address. So we were feeling pretty good about ourselves as we're eating dinner and sort of stopped paying attention. So we eat our dinner, we get in the car to go home, my wife's driving, and I look at my phone and we couldn't believe it. We went from just a few signups to a few hundred signups. And we thought, we just blew our goal out of the water. Like, this is amazing. People really seem to be into it. But just in the 5-minute drive home, I kept refreshing it and it kept doubling. Then we had 600-700 signups. Then we had a couple thousand signups. We didn't even know where these were coming from. The tweet that I wrote didn't really have a lot of traction. There were a few replies that were enthusiastic, but it didn't make sense that this many people would be seeing the video even from that one tweet. But it turned out that a few prominent members of NBA media had gotten a hold of the video. It had spread enough that they had seen it and they had tweeted about it. And it started a series of hundreds of tweets from people that were excited about this beta product. People were extremely excited. And at the end of the day, within 24 hours, we had emails from teams in the NBA. We had an email from a league executive at the NBA. We had emails from owners, including Dan Gilbert from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And in fact, within 72 hours, we'd be sitting in Cleveland, courtside, watching LeBron come back to Cleveland. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. I'll never forget it. Coming from a small town in the Ozarks, we had the internet. That's all we had. We had access to the same things that you have access to today. And that's the point. That's the point of this whole video. The point is, you don't need permission. You don't need to have gone to Stanford. You don't need to get into YC. You don't need to have a huge launch on Product Hunt. I think we were the 7th product of the day on Product Hunt. All the things that today I feel like we blow up as these big deals and like, this is how you're going to make it. We didn't have any of that. We just had a product, a thing that was very simple that people loved and that excited them. This tool that we built for just a few people. Now we're building it for millions of people. It's an incredible feeling. You can have it too. I hope you got something out of this. I'm going to be sharing a whole lot more stories like this about founding a startup, being a technical co-founder. So if you're into that sort of thing, if that would be helpful to you, I hope you'll follow along.